Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel with clear skies. A gentle breeze is sweeping through Tel Aviv while Jerusalem remains calm and tranquil. Haifa enjoys a cool evening, perfect for a late night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. This follows warnings of expected blasts for Galilee residents. Also from Ynet, the Prime Minister's office announced earlier today that Hezbollah broke a ceasefire. This resulted in 3 IDF soldiers being seriously wounded in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post covered a shepherd attacked by Palestinians in the West Bank. Gunshots were also fired at an Israeli settlement. Separately, JNS notes that the IDF has slain a Hezbollah commander. This was in response to a previous attack on soldiers. And finally, Times of Israel states that a Hamas chief is set to travel to Cairo for a meeting with an Egyptian spymaster. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago about tensions in southern Lebanon. He detailed the Air Force's strikes on the Ali al-Tahar Ridge following a Hezbollah drone attack. Dan Bermawi, an author, suggests checking out his latest publication online. Meanwhile, Media Oriente, a regional media outlet, highlighted ongoing Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. These attacks follow a severe incident involving Israeli soldiers. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. According to the Times of Israel, these strikes are a direct retaliation following Hezbollah's recent ceasefire violations. The situation remains tense, with regional implications as Hezbollah continues its aggressive actions. Turning to the wounded IDF soldiers. Ynet reports that Hezbollah's attack defied the current ceasefire, escalating tensions further. The Prime Minister's office issued a rare statement before the IDF's announcement, underscoring the attack's seriousness. This development raises concerns about potential military escalation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights growing violence in the West Bank. A shepherd was attacked, and an Israeli settlement came under fire. The Binyamin Regional Council warns that such incidents are increasing but often go unnoticed. This rising violence could strain local communities further, impacting daily life. In related news, the IDF's elimination of a Hezbollah commander marks a significant response to the attack on its soldiers. This event, reported by JNS, shows Israel's readiness to counter threats from Hezbollah. Such actions may deter future aggression, but could also provoke further tension. Finally, the Times of Israel reports on diplomatic movements as a Hamas chief heads to Cairo. His meeting with an Egyptian spymaster could influence future negotiations and regional stability. The outcome may affect ongoing efforts to de-escalate tensions. Turning to business news. First, Ktech reports that El Al has canceled its new Vietnam route. The Shin Bet blocked security approval for the direct route to Hanoi, despite significant investments and ticket sales. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes a major redevelopment in Be'er Yaakov, a plan to replace 769 apartments with over 9,623 new ones has received approval. This project is a significant step in urban development for the area. And finally, Ynet Business highlights online reactions to Lululemon's new 80-liter bag. While drawing mockery for its size, the company intended it to be highly functional. The product has sparked a lively discussion on consumer expectations. Yilth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.